You're about to enter the world of Michael Zavala. Now's your chance to turn back.
Well, I'm in a car with other people.
You listening to MZ. MZ.
This is MZ Now.
Good to have Lola B back in the studio.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
What's up?
I could probably count on one hand how many times I've seen you with makeup on.
Oh.
He's just throwing shots all the time.
Yeah, with makeup on.
Please.
She usually comes in with no makeup. She's like, I didn't know what I was doing today.
And a wrap
on her
head.
Know you were doing the show today?
Yeah. I just show up like,
I thought I was going to just see you guys, and she didn't wear your makeup.
But you actually, like, you didn't know who I was when I was texting you.
Yeah. Your makeup work is actually really good.
No,
we just never see it.
Oh,
right.
You said you just, what?
I never see the makeup.
You never actually.
I see it on Instagram all the time.
Oh, yeah.
No, like today.
Snapchat.
What I'm saying is today you have makeup on.
I did.
The fact is she doesn't care about coming up here and impersonating you guys.
That's the problem is. That's what I'm saying.
I wish that was accurate.
This is not the people of Walmart, right? This is not, you don't just come up here in your pajamas, right?
I do show up.
I at least take a shower before I come up here.
I missed that one.
Right, yeah.
I had to choose either makeup
or shower.
Or shower,
right.
Makeup
I understand.
Today. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you did the shower before.
Yeah.
But anyway. And you brought a friend with you, too.
Yes, I did.
Rock, right? Look at this. Yeah. R-O-C-K.
I said, how? No.
No, please don't do that.
No, nothing. Not plies.
I haven't done that yet.
No plies, please. Thank you. But how great would it have been if my name was Stone and he introduced himself as Rock and I was like, oh, my name's Stone. Mm-hmm. Or Roll. What if my name was Roll?
No. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Roll. Together we make rock and roll.
Oh. All right. That's cute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I made that up myself. I wrote that literally in 5 minutes.
He'll
be here all
night. On the spot.
Yeah. Oh, I was killing yesterday. By the way, this whole show, we have a lot to get to today, but this whole show is about our weekend, essentially.
Oh.
Eric and I experienced the same thing, and so we can both tell you what happened. But and as we go along with the show, what's going on with your mic?
It fell in her mouth.
Yeah.
It hit her lip. I wish I could.
Hey, okay.
Anyway, we were in a line yesterday I won't get to that yet, but we were in a line and I was killing it.
Yeah, you were.
I was like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
In his prime.
Himself. Did you make some money?
He was doing it. No.
I had people take my pictures.
He made some friends.
I did make some friends.
Yeah. Look at you.
But maybe acquaintance, because friends is a two-way street, right?
I'm sorry, acquaintances.
We're friends, right? Yeah.
No, it's like I said, it's a two-way street. I have to be giving, and I'm not going to be giving. So
yeah, but most of the time he was complaining in line the whole time and making jokes.
And it was great though.
And
I had a great time.
Everybody was laughing at you.
Yeah.
Doesn't that feel great when people laugh at your jokes?
The whole crowd. They didn't know who
he was doing impressions.
I was. Yeah,
taking photos.
I was taking photos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And which impressions did you do? Because I do have a favorite.
What's your favorite impression that I do?
The Donald Trump.
Right.
I can see your hand.
Because you're a Trump supporter. Yeah, I got it.
Did you really say that?
Are you a Trump supporter? Well, you're from Florida, I figured.
Oh.
And then you moved to Texas. So.
You are on a roll
Yeah.
here.
Yeah.
He's on a roll.
Anyway.
I like it.
We also have Gaten from Stranger Things. We're going to play the full interview from Gaten, interview with us. We did this interview about 3 weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, I think, because he was coming to town to do a concert and then the Dallas Comic Con. Of course, we were off last week, so we didn't play it last week, so we're going to play it today.
Which one is that one?
Oh, that's Dustin.
The one who had no teeth at the top.
Okay, yeah, no.
The curly poofy hair.
Yeah.
The autograph and everything.
We did release the time, because some of the stuff in there was time sensitive.
Right. Yeah.
And we knew we weren't coming back in time to play the entire interview, so we released a portion of it promoting his concert and the Dallas Fan Day stuff. So there you go. Now you get to hear the full thing when we come back from the break.
Awesome.
We got some hard-hitting questions there. You know, it was like 2020. I was like Barbara Walters.
Goodness.
Looking back at your life now, you know, stuff like that. What decisions would you have made, you know, whatever. So it's very hard hitting.
Yeah, because he's been
he's like 15.
The game for so long.
Very young,
yeah.
Very seasoned.
What would you tell younger people that want to get to follow your footsteps?
Yeah, like Lil B.
By the way, Gaten is in a band called Work in Progress. Yeah. All right. So we decided we would go to this concert. Eric and I meet up here on Friday, and he's like, what time does the concert start? I think it starts at 8. He looks it up online. And he's like, yeah, it goes from 8 to 12. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, I don't want to stand up for, how many hours is that? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 5 hours. I don't want to stand up for 5 hours.
I don't ever wait in a line, so.
And I figure, like, they're going to have an opener and stuff. You know, I'm used to, like,
that's what
bands, right? And so I'm like, well, we don't need to be there right at 8.
Right.
So I'm like, well, let's get something to eat. and then we'll show up around 9:30. Perfect.
Still early.
Yeah. So
it
we
is
go.
Still early,
we go to eat.
That's early for me.
At Chili's because a guy knows me there, and you get Uber credits
I
if you use your Visa
Chili's
card.
So much. That's my favorite. They have a 3 for $10.
Yeah, it's so great. We need to go to Chili's today. Let's all do that. Let's go to Chili's.
Oh, yay. I'm actually busy.
But they don't make their drinks strong, so you know how.
It doesn't matter. This guy knows. I walk in. This guy says same thing, and he gives me the whole shebang. He knows everything.
How many times have you going there?
Like three times a week.
Oh my gosh.
When I'm
no,
here.
No, I know my local Chili's too, so it's totally acceptable.
I walk in, he's like, the usual?
I think
he's
my
gay. Salmon. He
does
is
that
gay.
Make you feel good though? Like you have like a kind of like a relationship with him, right?
I think he has a crush on Michael.
He probably does. And I always walk in with guys. I never walk in with chicks.
That's right.
So he's thinking, oh, this guy's
he's gay?
He's ho.
We're
pretty sure he's gay, yeah.
You're pretty sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the signs point to gayness.
Alrighty.
I haven't seen anything in the act, but I'm 90% sure he's gay.
But you haven't done anything about it. Like, you ain't even try to bring in a female and be like, I'm straight.
No.
Oh, you just
what
keep
do
the
I
game
care?
Going.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just keep the game going.
All he right. does what I want.
Does he?
Food-wise.
Oh, okay.
And he brings it to me when I want it. He doesn't give me any discounts.
I like those services, too.
Well, he doesn't give me discounts. So.
He doesn't give you a discount. He doesn't give you anything for free.
No. And he gives it to you. Yeah. He gives it to you how you like it.
So, yeah. so.
And you don't get no discount.
Right.
That's bad.
I know. Mm-hmm. Some gay guy. But anyway, we walk in there, right? We show up probably about 9:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we walk. First of all, the doors are locked at 9:30. We can't get in.
Yeah.
So the security has to open the door for us. It's like, yes, sir, what are you guys looking for? And we're like, oh, we're here to see this man. He says, are you sure you're at the right place? Two grown men walking into this place, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're at the right place. I mean, there's a giant sign with the name of the band that we're here to see
and then
right there.
Mike goes, yeah, I have tickets.
Yeah.
And the guy's all like, oh, like, why would you have tickets? Like,
right.
what?
And they kept asking, are you sure you're at the right venue? Because they have two venues. Yes, I'm at the right venue. Yeah. I see them playing right now.
Right, yeah.
He's like, oh, okay, well, some people, you know, were coming here and they were at the wrong venue and there's some country band. Does it look like we like country? We're at the right place.
Oh gosh.
So we they scanned our tickets. They said, well, it's about to be over.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? We thought it went till 12. No, it's over at 10. It's like 9 whatever at this at this point. Oh,
for being
okay.
questioned.
Like, yeah.
Is it now it's like 9:45.
So he knows absolutely nothing.
I have no idea.
So we go in and walk up to the front. And there's not a lot of, I mean, it's a good crowd, but it's not as big as I thought it was going to be, right?
Well, I thought it was going to be that size.
Right. Eric thought it was going to be the appropriate crowd.
Everything that we saw, I expected it to be that way.
Right.
It was a surprise to Michael for some reason.
I walk in, I'm like, this place is not packed. This guy's got 8 million followers on Instagram. He's a huge star right now because of Stranger Things.
Of course. Nobody's there.
No, there's people there,
there's people
but
there.
It's not packed.
What
so,
was
and,
the, what was the
dang,
age group?
See, I would have went.
Okay, hang on. We'll get to that. So I tell Eric, I'm like, do you want to go up to the front? Because there's enough people there to where you can kind of push through and get to the front and we can be right there. He's like, no, I feel comfortable back here where we're at.
That's smart.
Right before it gets to like, because it goes down like a little steep little like walkway or whatever.
Right.
So we're right there right before it goes down into the pit. I was like, let's stay right here. And he was all like, why not?
There's plenty of room. Yeah.
Because we can go right there in the middle. I said, no. I said, I don't think so. I think we'll stay right here.
Eric's like, I feel more comfortable up here.
Yeah.
And then I realize at that moment why he said that. I look at the crowd and I realize it's all 12-year-olds.
Right. Okay. That
which I was not expecting at all.
Why would you expect that, though? That's like the age, like, group for that.
I didn't think that. I thought it was going to be people our age that like Stranger Things. I forget that people
there's
younger
there's
than
young
us
people in the world.
That would we like Stranger Things.
I like it and I didn't even know.
So the age group
well, you
was...
didn't have a car. Yeah, so.
Hey, just I mean, join the club. Join the club.
You're
it's
right.
Okay.
You're right.
She's having car problems. Relax.
My car is still in the shop. I ain't got a car.
That's what they all say. That's what they all say.
Oh, my car's getting worked on right now.
It's been 6 months.
Yeah. No, so the age group was either extremely young or extremely older because those are the parents of the kids.
Right.
So me and Mike are like slapped down in the middle. Like no kids or anything. And
just
we're
two guys
like,
walking in with no kids, right? I'm looking around like some of these girls are pretty. And then I realize these are all probably 15-year-old girls. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, where am I at? Like, am I at Chuck E. Cheese? What's going on here?
It's like you just, it didn't like click. No,
it didn't
it
click.
Did, I don't know why. I thought it did, but.
No. And I looked around, I'm like, where are we at? And then I would.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. Where are we at? And then I was about to go to the bathroom because I had to go pee. And I realized
that's probably why Michael, you wait. Is there any other reason?
Like, Michael's all like, "Eric, I'm gonna go to the restroom." And I was like, "All right." He goes, "You need to go." I was like, "No, that's not a good idea.
We're not gonna go together."
Yeah, so I start walking that way, and I walk back, and I'm like, "This is not the best place for me to go." Yeah. It's like walking into Toys R Us. By the way, RIP. Walking into Toys R Us, without any children. Like, yeah. What are you here for?
Yeah.
And then I have to make up an excuse. Oh, it's for my nephews. I don't have a nephew.
Yeah.
You know, I'm buying a toy for me. Thank you.
That would have been so weird with y'all like being like the biggest fans in the front. Like, yeah,
that was Michael.
That wasn't you.
They did an encore, and so they all walk out. He's like, "I told you that was our last song." Well, I lied. I said, "Friends don't lie," because that's Stranger Things. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Oh, that's so cute. I like
big fan. But during the waiting period or whatever, they're like, "Well, that's it, you guys. Blah, blah, blah. So that song," and they go off, and then you can tell they're waiting for the crowd to rev up, like. Encore, encore, you know, whatever, like, another song, another song.
But none of these people have been to a concert before, right? So they don't know what they're doing.
Happen. Yeah.
They're like, that's it?
We look over at the sound booth, guys, and they're like, they're all like so put out. They're like, God, when is it going to be over?
Vaping. They're all vaping. Yeah. Aww. All stressed out. This is. Then we look over at the bar, and the bar is just the most miserable.
There's a bar. No,
with the full staff.
I want to be like,
with
there's
the
like
full staff.
10 people back there. What are you guys doing? Serving chocolate milk? What are you guys serving?
Soda.
Anyway, with all that being said, Gayton and his family, because I think his brother does the drums and his sister sings with him, they are incredible.
Are they good?
They are great. Okay. Gayton's in this awkward period, right? Because he's 15 and his voice is changing. But he's a great singer.
Well, I mean,
like Justin Bieber, whenever his voice like got
deeper,
right?
So you know, kind of it's one of those transition periods where you can't really see the full effect of the voice, right? Uh-huh. But he's a great singer.
But Gayton did Broadway, so of course we know he can sing. Yeah,
his sister came out and nailed a Kelly Clarkson song.
Which one is it? Because Breakaway?
Was it? I don't know. I don't remember which one. It might have been Breakaway.
No, it was actually Evanescence.
By the way, we found out that Andre is actually white. We found that out today.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. Your credit score is like...
Yeah, right automatically to 800.
Wow. You're ready.
Oh, my gosh.
Can I borrow some money?
We found out that she loves Avril Lavigne, Creed, and Daughtry.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Just because I like those things do not make me any less black. Thank you very much.
And what TV show did you watch growing up?
Dharma and Greg.
Right.
It was a great show. Have you ever watched Dharma and Greg?
I did, but that's because my brother's gay.
I love the Dharma. She was just such a free spirit. I could relate to her so much.
It makes sense. It makes complete sense.
Oh, my God.
And then you play the guitar.
Oh, my God.
You play the guitar?
Yes, I play the guitar.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely white.
Wow.
I'm absolutely.
Do you do those little videos, the YouTube videos where you're all like doing covers of stuff?
No, I used to when I was like younger, but then I just like grew up. And I was
need
like,
a little bit of Monica. I need a little bit of
Where's my reverb at?
Yes, I used to do Justin Bieber covers and One Direction covers. So
no way. Did you really?
I did.
I'll never
just like put those. I definitely muted those.
So I'm the blackest person in here.
No, pause. I'm the blackest person in here. I don't know, you rock. I mean, with a name like Rock, maybe you're blacker than me, but still.
A little bit.
I don't know why reverb's not working.
Don't question my blackness, okay?
Right.
Don't question it.
Don't do
Lola
it.
Grew up in like the suburbs, right?
Yeah,
did you have a candy house in your neighborhood?
You?
I had a candy house.
Yes, we did. Did
you?
The candy
was
store.
Was it a store? It was actually a store?
It was a house.
Was it
Target? Was it called Target?
Easy Bake Oven?
Yes, I did.
You know about the Creepy Crawler set? We couldn't afford the oven. I just got all the molds. Every birthday and Christmas, I got the molds. I couldn't make anything out of it. I should have put them in the real oven.
Oh, yeah, because you grew up in the hood.
Right.
Oak Cliff, hey.
Well, I didn't grow up in Oak Cliff.
Okay.
Anyway, all right. But no, long and the short, Gayton and his family are incredibly talented. If you have an opportunity to see Work in Progress, go see them.
Yeah.
They do all covers, but they're great. They do a great job.
Yeah.
All incredible musicians and singers, and I was very impressed.
That is awesome.
Just make sure if you're older than 21, take your little brother or sister or nephew or something.
Hire a child.
Yeah, hire a child.
I don't think so.
Can I rent your kid out if I go to like a Toys R Us or see
it? That sounds so bad. Yeah.
That should be our next business venture.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rent a kid.
It's like Netflix, but
was
for
there a
kids.
Movie like that? Rent a kid?
I don't know. We're going to make one.
I don't like this conversation.
We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nichelle Nichols, and you are listening to Michael Zavala.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.
1-888
Damn,
MZ Live 5. MZ Live 5. 1-888
What's going on, everybody? It's Bobby here for the MZ Now Rewind Show. Our next clip is an interview that we did from a young man from the show Gotham.
David Mazzal.
Mazzal. Davidin.
Davidin. Hey, it's Davidin Mazzuz from Gotham, and you're listening to
Davidin Mazzuz. Can you put it on the screen so I can look at it? Davidin. David Mazzuz. Do I need to start over? And we're doing it. They did an interview with Davidin or David Mazzuz. Yeah, that's a tongue twister, isn't it? Mm-hmm. From the boy that plays Bruce Wayne in Gotham. You expect me to say it right? I mean, come on. So we did an interview of the young man that plays Bruce Wayne, named David Mazzuz.
You'd think they'd be better by now.
10 years of MZ. Two marriages for Bobby.
You'll know it's time to turn the dial when you hear this sound.
I'll give her a D for like, damn, what the hell was that?
MZ Now. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZ Now.
Hey, Gaten, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good. Hey, I'm not just saying this because you're on the phone, but you are my favorite character on Stranger Things. I'm not just saying
thanks,
that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. Thank you.
This whole Stranger Things phenomenon, though, is pretty crazy, right? I mean, it's like,
you're
on Broadway, you audition for Stranger Things, you get the job, Netflix releases it, and then next thing you know, you're an instant celebrity, right? And you can't go to McDonald's without being recognized and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's got to be pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, it was, especially in the beginning because of how swift the transition was.
So Stranger Things gets released. When is the first time after it's released that you are recognized for playing Dustin?
It was probably about a couple days after the show had come out. And I was in a town close by to my town. I was hanging out with a friend of mine. And we were outside. It's when Pokemon Go is like still really popular.
Right.
And we were playing Pokemon Go out by the lake, at the park by his house. And I got recognized a couple times by a couple people I had already met, but they didn't even remember that they had met me before. Because like nobody really cared before then,
right.
I guess. And
right.
then,
don't you feel special,
I recognized
right?
her a couple times.
Yeah.
And then it was like about like 5 or 6 people, actually. And I was like, whoa, that's kind of weird. And then I just escalated from there, just kept on going. I don't remember there ever being like a spot where I didn't get recognized after that point.
That's incredible. And I feel like most people wouldn't know how to handle that, right? Like if it happened to me overnight
don't know how to handle it.
But you're doing good with it. I mean, it's like you got a superpower all of a sudden, right? All of a sudden now you have this huge audience and the social media following all this stuff. And it's really like having a superpower because you can use that power for good or you can use that power for evil. And you are using it for good. And one of the things you do, I just read that article about you and Millie, that kid that threw that Stranger Things party and nobody showed up. And just with a single tweet, you made that kid's day or year maybe or life. Who knows? You know, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're also raising money for CCD Smiles. What is that?
Well, it's an organization that is helping people with the condition cleidocranial dysplasia, such as myself. I have the condition as well. And it's a genetic bone condition that affects pretty much every bone in the body, and it can really negatively impact somebody's life when it comes to the growth of their bones and their teeth. And a lot of people aren't educated or aren't really educated about it in the dental field or the medical field, and so they don't really know what they're talking about when they do procedures on people with a condition like extracting their teeth and said that their grown-up teeth are going to come in. And it actually happened to me. I got my teeth extracted, and they were saying they're going to come in eventually, and it's been about 6 years, and nothing's happened. And so finally, they're doing the right procedures with people who are experienced. And I think the main goal is to help raise money for people who can't afford these surgeries and these procedures, and also to educate, most importantly, the doctors who are working with people with the condition. Because if you don't really know what you're talking about, it's going to be hard to treat them properly. So it really is just about educating everybody.
I bought your shirts. I hope to donate more money to this because it is, if you don't know what you're talking about, like you said, how can you treat it?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, let's get off of Well, first off, let me ask you this. Are you guys filming Stranger Things 3 yet?
No, we're not. It'll start filming soon, though.
Okay, cool. Let's get off of that and let's talk about your music because I didn't know you were in a band.
All right.
When did this start?
couple months ago, actually.
You were hanging out with some friends. You're like, hey, let's put a band together.
Kind of, almost. Well, my brother's a drummer, and he's been drumming for about over 2 years now. And he's been doing a really good job. And he's had nowhere to go with it, because you can't really get solo gigs as a drummer. And me and my sister both sing, but neither one of us play an instrument as of right now. Hopefully I can pick up the keys or something, because we already have three guitarists. But so my brother wanted to play or something and play gigs, and so he contacted his friend Matt from Jazz Band, who's the bassist for Jazz Band, and we called him over, and then we contacted a friend of ours, Chad. He's actually a rhythm guitarist now, and we've been close with him and his family for years. His father was my drama teacher. And he came over with his friend Griffin, who also played guitar, and they just started hanging out. And then me and my sister went downstairs and started to sing some of the songs that we had known, and it just took off from there. We started playing some covers, and right now it's mainly what we do, but we're coming out with original stuff now, and hopefully we can get out there, you know, just have some fun. That's really all this is about, is just having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And say you did it, right? You don't want to look back when you're 60 and be like, man, I should have started that band when I, you know, when I could.
Yeah, right.
So you're toying with your family, essentially, right? And your friends, like people that you grew up with.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. We're all very close.
Yeah, and you guys are coming to Dallas April 6th at Gas Monkey Live, which is, no lie, it's probably 2 minutes from our studio. So we will be there.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad to hear it.
You'll also be at the Dallas Fan Expo as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the band name? Because I don't know it.
Work in Progress, we're called.
I like
because
that.
Because we are one.
Do you have music online or no? Not yet.
No, we don't have any music out yet. We're in the early stages of writing. We have a couple songs finished, but nothing that we've really recorded or released just yet. We kind of want to release our music once we have... We don't want to release any singles. We want to make sure that we release songs in a... I wouldn't say album, because I mean, an album takes a while, but maybe an EP. You can find us on Instagram, Work in Progress, and you can just type in Work in Progress, it'll come up.
And then one last question, and this might be a stupid question, but I want to know. There's no such thing as stupid questions, right?
Well...
I've asked enough, actually. Over my career, I've asked enough stupid questions. But if you weren't playing Dustin in Stranger Things, right? If you had an opportunity to play any other character in the Stranger Things universe, who would you play and why?
I'd honestly really, really want to play Hopper.
Yeah.
Just because he's got so much mystery behind him. He's the most mysterious character in the show. We know basically nothing about him.
I would agree with that. That would be a fun character to explore as an actor, right? I mean, because
he's got a big history. Like, he's fought in the war, we know. Like, we don't know much about that past. And we don't know what happened to his daughter.
Right.
We don't know... how she died or why he left his wife, like, and why he's been so alone. Like, we don't know anything about him.
Well, maybe you'll play the Stranger Things reboot. Maybe you'll play Hopper in the Stranger Things reboot in like 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, who knows?
You know, they always reboot stuff, right? Hey, do you know my friend Chester Rushing? He was on Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know Chester.
I know Chester, yeah. Did he do impressions when he was with you on set?
Impressions? I don't remember impressions.
He's a master impressionist. So I don't know if he's coming on Stranger. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be on the third season. But if he is, ask him to do some impressions. He would love to do those.
I want to see him. He's such a cool guy.
He really is.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah, he's doing big things too, and it's well deserved. I like to see good people go do big things. It's well deserved.
Definitely, he deserves it. He deserves it.
Gaten, I appreciate it, man. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
What's your name?
Michael. When I did my new ads for Versace, I was just wearing a watch.
Where was the watch?
Huh?
MZ Now. Here's American woman Caitlyn Jenner. And what's more annoying to the American woman than the 5 o'clock shadow? But razors can get expensive, am I right? That's why I'm a member of the Dollar Shave Club. And you can too. Just sign up right now at mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub. That's mznow.tv/dollarshaveclub.
Mike Ryder, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Michael Zavala, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the...
I'm not reading this. I'm not reading it. Of all the things he's asked me to read over the years, this is terrible. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not reading it.
Michael Zavala, MZ Now.
Kari Payton, King Ezekiel from The Walking Dead, and I'm here with Michael Zavala.
This is MZ Now.
So I had a guy the other day. I don't think this guy's gay, FYI.
But you had him?
Well, this guy, let me just say that. This guy, message me, and I know he's got a question or a favor or something, right?
Right.
And this is a few weeks ago. And he starts, I wake up in the morning, and I check my phone, I go through my emails and that kind of thing. And I get a good morning text. I'm like, oh, who's this from?
Yeah.
And it happens to be from this guy. He's like, good morning, bro. What's up? Now, I instantly have anxiety. Like, I know he's not trying to hit on me, but I instantly have anxiety because I don't know how to respond to small talk on text messaging. Yeah. This guy apparently does not know how to use text message because you don't use small talk on text messaging.
Say what you mean what you say. Yeah.
Right. It's get in, get out.
Ooh.
What question do you have for me? And so I don't know how to respond to this. What am I supposed to say?
What's good?
Yeah.
I don't say what's good in real life. Why would I say that? Back.
What's popping?
What's up?
If you don't know how to use text messaging, do not text.
Yeah. Oh,
don't do small talk.
It doesn't like make sense for you.
What am I supposed to say?
Say what you want.
Let me text Eric. Eric, how's the weather over there 20 minutes away from my house?
I'm like, gay.
I'd be like, oh, it's cloudy. We had a little bit of rain.
Like what?
That's cool.
Right. Unless you're just like friends, like, and you just like just text that person all the time. But if it's just like, you know, a business person, you're just like a person I know, you just want something. So just get to it. Right. Like at this point, you just.
I never text somebody and say, how are you doing? Unless I haven't heard from them in a long time or something, you know, something like that.
If
you text me that, I would think either you turn gay.
Right.
Or he's like,
oh. Or something's like really wrong with you.
I heard something about you.
Or, yeah.
Like, maybe you and Kirby broke up or something like that.
Like, hey, what happened? I'm like, what do you mean what happened?
Right.
Yeah, you...
But I wouldn't say good morning.
No.
Why would I say good morning to anybody?
What?
Right?
I don't think I ever heard you say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, nothing like that.
No byes, no highs.
Not even bye.
No.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you say good morning to anybody? Especially on a text.
I don't know.
I like my good mornings.
Especially to a different text. Dude. To
I just say, sup.
Okay. It's
like if I'm dating a chick and it's the morning and I send her a good morning text, I'm like, sup.
And throw the
what happened
eggplant.
To your mic? I don't know what's going on with this mic. Talk
eggplant.
Again.
Who, me?
Andrea. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, she's keep baby. Playing with it.
Hang on. Let's trade out this mic real quick.
Bring it up.
All right. Let's try it now. Set it in there and I'll turn it on.
Like hair on it either.
That mic's been through some things.
It's had a rough life.
A little Brazilian.
Need a little
Brazilian
wax.
Blowout.
All right, try it now.
Brazilian blow.
All right,
are you Brazilian?
We know now.
All right, must be the mic. I don't know. We'll
Not
figure it
Brazilian
out.
Brazilian about me, but these bundles. Okay.
So the plan was, we were going to send Jaime to do a game to the Dallas Comic Con, the biggest Comic Con that they do each year is in April. Well, they just changed it. It's April. It used to be in the summertime, but now it's in April. Andrea was going to go help him because she's the intern now, and she's going to, you know, be doing all the grunt work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earn her keep around here.
Trash.
Okay.
Yeah. I made her take the trash out today.
Oh, that's good.
She wiped down the table. She mopped the floors.
This is not true, guys.
Thank you. By the way, you did a great job.
Thanks.
Anyway, Jaime texts me at like 3:30 in the morning, says, I can't make it, bro. I work too late.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen. So the plan's completely changed.
Right.
So we canceled everything. Eric and I meet up here in the morning, and I say, let's just go and get, because Eric is really excited to meet. By the way, this Comic-Con has a great lineup. They had Jeff Goldblum. Right. Yeah. Michael J. Fox is going to be there. He canceled last minute. Mm-hmm. And they say, never fear. Michael J. Fox cancels. We're bringing in Ben Affleck.
Right.
What has Ben Affleck done? Who wants Ben Affleck's autograph?
I do.
I mean... He did have the whole Jennifer Garner, the whole Daredevil.
We're talking about his whole Daredevil. Yeah. You like Daredevil? You're the only person that likes Daredevil.
I love Daredevil. It was the cutest movie in the world.
The cutest movie in the world. It's a superhero movie.
I know a lot of people.
No one says the cutest movie in the world.
Elektra was a bad chick. Like,
the movie was.
Nobody was messing with her.
Yeah, she was, but Daredevil wasn't.
Have you guys ever seen any real movies, or you just watch like Daredevil?
I've seen, I like.
My point is, you have somebody like Michael J. Fox, you have somebody like Paul Rubens. One of them cancels, and you're going to replace him with, no, don't worry, guys, we got you. Here's Ben Affleck, and you have to pay $250 for his autograph.
Did he even show up?
Okay, I don't know
he did show
that.
Up.
I thought it was funny.
And he looked terrible, yeah.
He looked terrible.
Yeah. He had his hair all messed up. Looked like he just had bags under his eyes. Like, he looked like Lola, whatever she comes with.
With no makeup?
With makeup.
It's not funny. But if somebody pays me $250 to see me look like that.
You know you're going to see people. On, why did you put on some makeup, Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
But anyway, he looked like the people of Walmart. And you paid $250 to see him. Anyway, my point is, nobody was excited about seeing Ben Affleck there.
I mean,
The reason why we were going was to do this game, and Eric wanted to go to see Pee Wee Herman.
Mm-hmm.
That's his idol. That's his comedic idol. He loves Pee Wee Herman. Mm-hmm. And so we get there at 11:45 in the morning, and we decide, let's knock out these interviews right away. We're getting Gayton's autograph because we want to put it in the wall in the studio here.
Right.
And Gayton's line was literally across the hall from Pee-wee's
playhouse
line. Pee-wee's line, yeah. And so we're like, "This is great. Let's knock out Paul Rubens, and then we'll just jump across here and go to Gayton's, and then we have the rest of the day."
And at the time when we went to Paul Rubens' line, it was shorter than Gayton's. So
right.
We're like, maybe Pee-wee's is gonna go
Let's
faster.
Let's just knock this out.
Yeah. Real quick, we'll go across right here and get Gayton's.
Is Paul on Instagram?
No, Pee Wee Herman is.
So did Pee Wee Herman show up looking like Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, does he
like
the voice and all that? Like,
Paul,
what is it?
No, so Paul Rubens. Paul Rubens is Pee Wee Herman just by default.
Okay,
but
let me put this in perspective.
Thank you.
Pee Wee Herman, his Instagram profile has 143,000 likes or followers or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Gayton, on the other hand, has 8 million followers. Because he's on Stranger Things, a pop culture icon right now, right?
Yes.
So we thought, let's knock out Pee-wee. Line didn't look that bad. We jump in the Pee-wee Herman line, and it's literally something out of a Pee-wee Herman movie. It is so disorganized, and we don't even know if we're in the back of the line. Are we in the middle? Are we in the front? We have no clue where we're at.
Was a talking chair there?
No.
So, like, with these, do you have to pay for everybody's autograph?
Yeah. So the convention ticket gets you in the door, and then you can buy stuff from like toy vendors or comic book vendors or whatever. And then if you want somebody's autograph or a photo, you have to pay for that.
Yeah. But just to meet them is free. If you just want to say hey.
No,
you have to buy something at least to say hi to them.
So depending on who the celebrity is and how their fan base is, you can pay between $40 to. Obviously, $250
that's capitalism. Right
get a, to get an autograph from them, and then to get a picture with them, a photo op. Some of them do it at their actual booth, but there's a separate opportunity you can do like a professional photo with them, which can be $100 to whatever.
Yeah,
matter of dollars.
So we're in line for Pee Wee Herman, and it's just so disorganized, and it doesn't move. We're in there for like 10, 15 minutes at the point, and hadn't moved once.
Yeah.
And there's there's nobody there to tell us how to.
No direction.
No direction. No, nobody's there. It's a whole mess. The people organize a line. We kind of make some logic out of this mess. And then this lady, this attendant, like two attendants just show up all of a sudden midway through this. We've already been there for like 45 minutes at this point.
Yeah.
And they reorganize the line. Like, we got to fix this. Now, I don't blame them because it was a mess to begin with. They were just trying to fix the mess, but they don't know what they're doing. There were women, of course.
Well, there was.
I like how you threw that in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I make?
Did you have anybody in the room?
Yeah, of course. I'm just trying to put it in perspective.
Coming back, find a new intern. Actually,
right.
Yeah. Just kidding.
We're gonna get a man.
Take your own trash out. Yeah.
But they didn't have to fix anything. All they had to do was just maybe loop around.
Yeah,
the line.
It was a very easy solution, and we had already figured it out.
Right.
The patrons.
Yeah.
Right. So. They made us turn around. They made us do the hokey pokey.
Basically,
and we somehow ended at the back of the line again. Eric and
even further. Like, now, we were like in the middle, like probably not in the middle, but like right to enter
three
the
quarters
box.
Of the way to Paul.
Yeah. And then she comes and she goes, okay, now you guys, everybody from over here, like, I don't know what she did, but now me and Michael were at the very, very end of the line. So we were like, What?
And then at this point, it didn't make any sense. Because now there's like three sets of this line that are all facing Paul. And we're supposed to kind of snake in.
Yeah.
There you go. It was like, you know when you see when you go to the bank and it has those little velvet ropes and you kind of have to do that little snaking thing?
Yeah.
That's what they were trying to do with tape on the ground.
Yeah.
But the lady set us all up to where instead of like turning back around, you're still facing the table. It's like, where do I go from here?
Yeah, so there's three lines facing. So it's supposed to go like you go, south and then
you
west.
Turn and then you go back up north.
North.
Ooh. Right.
Yeah.
Horrible with direction.
I'm
going
to just walk up to the front.
So well, now, it's just, a picture of a compass, Andrea. It's like a north, south, east, west.
Yeah.
I know that. Never eat sour watermelon.
Okay. I eat sour.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Northeast.
South, watermelon. Northeast.
Southwest.
Oh.
You never heard that?
Never heard of it.
Okay,
I thought it was Sour Patch Kids.
Look. I didn't talk to you something. Knowledge. Look at that.
Yeah, so she just has us facing south, and it's like, okay, from here we're supposed to turn left, right?
Right.
But if you turn left, they're going left too, and it's not like, well, where do we go? Like, there's nowhere to go at this point.
And then she comes back, she's like, wait. All right, now I need you guys to turn back around, and then we're at the back of the line again.
Yeah.
And then finally, Eric and then the girl that's standing behind us, who, by the way, they were the greatest people in this line, right? We had a great time. It's like we became family in this line.
That's a long line.
The lady behind us looked like Melissa McCarthy, like a
and
young...
And talk really? Like her. Yes, and
yeah,
talk
she
like
she was
her.
So funny. She was great. Yeah. So we're standing there. She's like, no, wait a minute. This isn't working out. Then Eric steps in. His gay side comes out. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
This isn't working out. Like so they're all complaining. And meanwhile, I'm just like, you tell me where to stand, I'll stand. You know, I'm not trying to get in, like, a confrontation here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they finally fix the line. We're where we need to be, and it's the whole situation's fixed.
No. Wait, you missed one part.
Oh.
What?
So she goes, okay. She goes, because she's like, well, everybody turn around this way. Oh, so we turn around in the back of the line, and then she's all like, okay, now we're going to fix this again. So we went, you guys, I don't know what she was doing. And I said, ma'am. And I said, me and him were over the next to the mom and son or whatever. And then, what do you call it? I said, so whatever you're doing right now, I said, it's making it even worse. And we just need to switch everybody around the opposite way so we can all be in the correct order. And then she goes, no, sir, hold on real quick. I'm trying to make sense of it. And I'm all like, and then the mom and the son and the lady behind us, Melissa McCarthy lookalike, they're like, no, he's correct. They were the mom and son were like, they were behind me, and then the Melissa McCarthy was like, no, and they were in front of me.
Mm.
And then she goes, okay, well, how about this? Everybody just get where they're supposed to be. And then so
we were
figured out by ourselves.
And that's what we're that's what we were doing. Why'd you even move in the first place? And then so we get where we're supposed to be, and then she's going back in the line, like looking or whatever. And then she goes, oh, you, and points at me. You weren't here
you
at the beginning.
Something.
And I'm all like, yes, I was.
And literally everyone in front of us and behind us turns around and said he was there. Like they vouched for him. Yeah. Because I was ready to say, no, I've never seen this guy. Yeah.
Well, you are not a ride or die.
Yeah.
You go to
was she
going to
kick me out of line or what?
I ride, you die. That's how it goes.
Who are you going to ride?
Yeah. Anyway, so we finally get in this line. And this line is moving
at a glacial pace.
I've never Blasis. Been in a line this long, right? At this point, it's like we've been in this line for an hour and a half and we haven't even moved.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And you look up there and Paul's talking like to every guy or girl that comes in for 5-10 minutes, signing stuff. They're telling their whole life story. And I'm like, what is going on here? And then he takes a lunch break. And they tell everyone he's going to take a 15-minute lunch break.
This
and
is
we're like, okay, we can do 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then Paul comes down.
He's running up and down.
Guys, I'm going to take a 15-minute lunch break. I'll be right back. I just got to eat real quick. Take your lunch break.
Yeah.
Is this part of the 15 minutes? What's happening
Yeah,
here?
He's running around the whole line.
Yeah. I'm going to take 15 minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'll be taking a 15-minute lunch break.
And I'm just like, take your lunch already.
Yeah.
I'll bring you a sandwich.
Yeah.
Just sit down and do something.
Yeah.
So then we move a little bit further, and he takes a bathroom break for another 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now he comes back and we're moving at a decent pace at this point. And then we come to a complete halt again. I look up. It's the guy from The Walking Dead, Dwight, the guy with the melted face or burnt face on the right side or whatever his name. He comes up and he's like talking to Paul, probably saying, oh, I was a big fan of Pee Wee Herman, blah, blah, blah. Paul is in the middle of signing an autograph, stops what he's doing, turns around, talks to this guy for 5-10 minutes. I take a picture. And I'm like, who is it? Did this guy pay for a ticket?
Right. Yeah. Y'all just looking at him like.
Are you asking what's happening tomorrow on The Walking Dead? He can watch it on Sunday like the rest of us. What is happening here? I was really upset at that point.
He was like so loud in the line.
I was. I was saying that I didn't care who was listening at this point. Yeah. I was so upset.
He's like, I don't want to be here. I'm not even a fan. And everyone in line turns and looks at him like, well, then what are you doing here?
Meanwhile, they all have dolls. Yeah. And they have like, you know, these things they've kept from their childhood. They're so dear to him. Yeah. And I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and
who is this guy?
Who is this guy? and then I start getting people asking me if I like Tim Burton. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know his movies and stuff. I like Batman. You're like, have you ever met Tim Burton? I'm like, no, I've never. Why would I meet Tim Burton? Right, I don't know Tim. No, of course not. Well, you look like Tim Burton. And I've never been told that I look like Tim Burton. Because I was wearing like a dark jacket and sunglasses. He's like, your facial structure looks like, can I take a picture of my girlfriend? Can I have a picture of your girlfriend? I said, yeah, sure, go ahead and take a picture. I don't care.
So Michael's standing there like asking him, well, how do you want me to stand? Like whatever.
I'm asking him.
With his hands up and everything.
Guy takes a picture, just a random picture of me like, do you want me to stand like this?
Yeah.
And then he shows me a picture and it looks terrible. I'm like mid-motion.
It did.
And I'm not even posing or anything. And I'm like, all right, that'll work. Whatever. I'm never going to see this guy again.
Right.
I've had Al Pacino. I've had Ray Romano. I've had, one point I was told Eminem. I don't know why.
All right. That was
that's pushing it.
You don't like Eminem?
That's
I love Eminem, but you don't
like Eminem.
Never
far-fetched being stretched.
Never had Tim Burton.
Yeah.
And that happened at least 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, it did.
That's now, crazy. Most of that was in the line for Pee Wee Herman because most people know Tim Burton because he did the first Pee Wee Herman movie, right?
Yeah.
And then
and that was his first feature film.
Right. And so then we were just walking around checking out vendors, and this lady was like, excuse me, sir, do you know that you look like Tim Burton? I've heard that 5 times a day. Thank you.
Yes, already. Yeah. And then he asked her, do you want a picture?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. He did it.
And I signed her boob, and then I walked off.
I said, then I signed her boob.
And then the funniest thing to me, I had to find ways to entertain myself in the crowd, right? I'm looking around, and I notice that Pee Wee Herman, as he's walking up and down telling people he's going to take a 15-minute lunch. He's got this guy behind him that's his bodyguard.
Chasing him down.
Like just walking. He's all straight in his suit and everything. Yeah. Just buttoning, like, you know, like you see in the movies, like the Secret Service, right? They're all like straight in. Pee Wee's walking up and down and the guy's walking with him. Yeah. Just standing behind him.
Yeah.
And this guy's like 23, 24. You know, he's a big guy, but you know, what his top flight security or whatever he is.
Of the world, Craig.
And they're walking up and down and I'm just starting to laugh because I'm like, out of all these people, now Jason Momoa, you know who that is, right?
Yes.
Aquaman.
He was
Aquaman.
Right next to
Literally Palmer. Right next to
Aquaman.
I said, why does Paul, first off, all these celebrities here, you have Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. You have
Gaten
from Stranger Things, like these Stranger Things kids, all this stuff. Nobody has a bodyguard. Pee Wee Herman has a bodyguard. And I'm like, who's threatening Pee Wee Herman?
Right.
And I'm like, are you looking out for suspicious people? Everyone here looks suspicious.
Right, yeah.
This guy in this banana costume, he looks a little funny. Like, what's going on here? Why does Pee Wee Herman? And it was just so ridiculous to me that this guy would have, like, who's threatening you? Who's lunging at Pee Wee Herman? And meanwhile, if something does go down, Jason Momoa is right next to you. He can just jump right in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Jason's bodyguard, which I understand Jason having a bodyguard. I understand if Ben Affleck had a bodyguard, which I didn't see. Actually, I did see a photo where they had security stand next to him. But I understand them. Those guys are kind of hot commodities in Hollywood right now. If they die or something happens, that's a big insurance deal, right? What does Paul do? Nothing. He doesn't do anything.
Absolutely nothing.
He's a celebrity from 30 years ago.
And he's still kicking.
And he has a bodyguard. Why do you need a bodyguard? And this guy was taking his job so seriously. Mm-hmm. He was looking out for like snipers and stuff. Like, what do you do?
Snipers?
And then like every time when that Walking Dead guy comes up, he starts talking to him, and I'm like, watch, Eric, he's trying to get extra work, you know? Like, hey, do you need a bodyguard? No, man, I'm just a C-cast member on The Walking Dead, and no one knows who I am. I have enough time to walk away from my table and talk to you guys. I don't need a security.
This is an awkward day for y'all.
Yeah.
All the years I've been in these conventions and stuff, I've never seen anybody like Pee Wee Herman status have a bodyguard.
But did y'all get y'all's photo?
4 hours later, we make it to the front of the line.
4 hours?
Yes.
That's
I've never in my life stood in a line that long, and I never will again.
Sorry about that.
I won't either.
And I told people that were waiting in line behind us, I'm like, I said, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's not worth it. Go do something else. Run while you can, because we have wasted half our day literally here.
Yeah.
Man.
And then we realized once we got up there and Eric, you know, he's a little starstruck. And at that time, we're exhausted.
Well, because, well, I'll see you guys later. But
yeah. So here, so we're not going to play the full audio. Eric was mic'd up during this whole thing. We're not going to play the full audio because he's going to play that on Fruit Roll Up with Eric Starr. We're going to play a portion or two, and I'm just going to explain my point of view of this. And then Eric's going to actually break down the audio on his show. But Eric's a little worn out. He's tired, and he has all these questions. But at that point, by the time we get there, he doesn't even have enough energy to really talk to this guy.
We just
want to get home.
Hey.
So he's talking to Paul, and in the middle of, so we've waited all this time. He's talking to Paul. Paul stops and talks to a guy in line.
What are you eating? What's in there? What is that? What?
Walnuts.
Oh. Thank you, though. You didn't offer them to me, but thank you. No thank you.
Take a,
am I out of candy?
So this is Eric's time. Eric's waited 4 hours to have this time, and this guy interrupts his time and talks to the guy in line, who, by the way, has only been in line for maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's asking what he's eating and then talking about snacks. And this guy's so ADD and all over the place.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is why everything's taking 10 minutes to get through every person. I was so frustrated. But I did want to make a comment about the bodyguard. So at one point I got my chance because I didn't talk to this guy. I was so frustrated over him. I didn't care. I'm never watching anything about Pee-wee Herman again. We're leaving. And he's like, is this your friend?
Thank Eric, you so thank much. Thank you for waiting so thank long, you so much. And your friend.
I'm Michael.
Yeah,
Michael.
Michael.
Yes, nice to meet you.
Your sidekick.
Yeah, I'm the bodyguard. Yeah.
I said, I'm the bodyguard. And he motions towards his. He's like, oh, well, here's my security back here. And I'm like, I know, I've been taking pointers from him. And then the bodyguard kind of laughs. And then Pee-wee's like, he lunged at me.
Yeah, he goes, yeah.
Don't try to lunge towards me.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Worst experience of my life.
Aww.
Eric, was it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it worth
it? It was worth it for me. I meant
4 hours.
Yeah,
though, so.
Well, it was worth it for me. I just wish that I would have gotten the chance to ask him all the questions that I had, and I'll explain like why and what happened, what I was thinking, and all that on my show. But for me, it was worth it. I'm just gonna go to a different Comic Con and maybe not wait so long, and then go ask him my question.
Paul was very nice. I will say that.
Yeah,
and it is kind of a fine line because you don't do very many cons, right? And you know these people have looked up to you, and they're paying $80 to get your autograph and stuff. So you want to give them the time. So I get that. But it was fun. We had a good time with the people online.
Yeah.
It was a good experience.
Got the picture taken.
Oh, I got my picture taken, yes.
Yeah. You were the star.
Yeah. Right. I know I am a star in somebody's life right now, or last night at least, when she showed the picture. Oh, I just have to say, the past 2 years I've been to this convention, it's been awful.
That's what you were saying. Yeah, that's what you were saying.
Somebody needs to fix this. I don't know what's going on.
And everybody was agreeing with you there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All Mike needed in that line was a small platform and a mic.
Yeah. I could have had a rebellion.
Ready to go.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He was like Candace Everdeen from Hunger
Games. I was. Everyone's volunteering. I was volunteering as tribute. No, it's been awful. I don't know. So back in the day when they used to have these Comic Cons, it was locally done and all that stuff, and now they sold the Comic-Con to this big company, and they have just in the past 2 years have destroyed it. And it's just terrible.
Well, what's the difference? What's so bad about it now?
They just have they oversell the tickets. Mm-hmm. There's way too many people there. There's not enough people working it. There's no order or structure to any of this. It's just a money grabbing event.
Yeah,
and I know this is get our press passes revoked if I be talking bad about them.
Say, I was like,
I don't care. I'll buy the tickets. That's not going to break our bank.
All the lines were all intertwined.
By the way, somebody emailed me and was like, hey, so you guys took a break last week. You guys just came back and you're taking a break. I don't remember you paying me to do this show. So, somebody was like, why are you guys taking a break? You just did 4 or 5 shows. You know, you took 2 months off or whatever it was.
They said that.
Yeah. And then you come back in and you take another break. And I said, I don't remember you paying for this show. This is a free show that we put out for you for free. And we'll take as many breaks as we want. And guess what? Next month, we're taking a couple more breaks.
So just because of that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're upset because me and Mark hosted the
Maybe that's what it was.
Show.
All right. We got to go. We're way over time. I think we'll be back next week. I don't know. Maybe I'll take it. Maybe I'll decide to take a break because we can.
Yep.
Mm, sounds good.
We can do whatever we want. Unless you're gonna start paying my check, then don't tell me when I can take off. I'll take off whenever I want.
You got a little spice.
That's right.
I see you. I'm
for a free product.
Scared
it's
of
like,
you.
It's right. Like it's like if I was making food for homeless people and they're like, this is too salty. Yeah. This is free. Did you pay for this?
Can we change the menu up a little bit?
Yeah. I don't like chicken that much. I'm actually, you know what? Do you have any gluten-free options? You're going to eat this. You're going to eat this, and you're not going to complain. Or I'll just pack up everything, and I'll just leave.
Right, yeah.
And then you're going to have go back to whatever you were eating.
Yeah, nothing.
Good.
Out of the dumpster.
So, anyway. Oh all right. Gosh. On that high note.
Yes.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
This is MZ Now, online at mznow.tv. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/MZNow.